ask you to turn to the book of Psalms tonight. Psalm chapter number 136 tonight. And I want to read one verse. We're going to cover all 26 verses. We're going to do a synopsis on this tonight. We're going to get right down to it. And the title tonight, Miss Jennifer Rawls, is this: Praise the Lord. Amen. When you stood up and you said, "I got so much to praise Him for," man, that's exactly what I got tonight. Brother Ricky said he wanted to praise the Lord. So tonight, my heart says just to praise the Lord. I know there's a lot going on in the world. You can look at the world. You can look at chaos. You can look at doctor's reports. You can look at all these things. And none of them things will do you any good. The only thing that'll do you good is Jesus tonight. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life tonight. Man, them cell phones, I tell you what, they are a blessing, but they're also a burden. Can I get an amen tonight? Hey, they'll go off when you don't want it to. You'll get Ryder asleep, and he'll get good and asleep at home, and that thing, it'll ring, and he'll wake up, and you try to get him to sleep again, and it's a 1-877 number wanting to renew my insurance on my truck. Said it's about to run out. And you know what? That thing, it ain't had no warranty, and I don't know how long, but I don't need their warranty. I got a warranty tonight, and His name's Jesus. Amen. Tonight in Psalm 136, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And I want to read the first three verses and praise the Lord. The Bible says tonight in Psalm 136, verse number 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever." Father, I thank You once again. Lord, I cover this message tonight in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray You sit down with us. I pray tonight if there's somebody here tonight and they say, "I've got nothing to praise Him about." Father, I pray when we leave this place, they get them a praise. Lord, I pray they get them a praise in their step. I pray they get them a praise in their mouth. I pray they get them a praise on their heart tonight. Lord God, we got so much to praise You for, and I can't even list it all tonight. But I sure do want to try to praise You tonight. I love You and I thank You. I ask it tonight in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. And tonight, if you look at this text and you look in the Psalms, in Psalm 150, verse number 6, the Bible says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Psalm 150, in verse number 6, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Tonight, Brother Ricky, he come in and he'd been having trouble breathing. And when he come in tonight, the first thing he said, he took a deep breath in and breathed out. And he said, "Praise the Lord." You know why tonight we must praise the Lord? Because the Bible says in Luke chapter number 19, in verse number 40. You remember when Jesus, he was out there and they told him, they said, "Hey, you tell them disciples that they need to hush up. They don't need to say nothing. They don't need to be praising You because they're making a turmoil amongst us and they're upsetting people and they're unraveling things." Friends, tonight, if we get praising God the way we should, somebody's going to get upset. Can I get an amen? Hey, when we start praising Him, I'm not talking about praising the preacher. I'm not talking about praising a deacon. I'm not talking about praising Union Chapel, a Baptist church. I'm talking about praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about praising the One that has saved your soul if you're saved tonight. And the Bible, He said, you'd make them hush. And here's what Jesus said in Luke chapter number 19 and verse number 40. Jesus said, I tell you this, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Friends, tonight He's worthy to be praised and He's going to be praised. Amen. And tonight as we look at that, He said the stones would immediately cry out because He is worthy to be praised. And I ask you this question tonight. Do you have anything in your life tonight that you can praise God for tonight? If you had to search very long, hey, I want you to know I'd get in this altar tonight. If you had to search over 1 second, I'd get in this altar tonight and I'd rededicate my life to Jesus tonight. If it took more than 2 or 3 seconds, I'd get in this altar tonight and I'd get born again. I'd get washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says everything that has breath, let him praise the Lord. Friends, tonight we got so much to praise Him for tonight. Hey, tonight as I think about what I have to praise Him for, I can make a list that this church couldn't hold it. I could write it on the sheetrock and it'd cover every bit of the sheetrock tonight. I could write it on the carpet and it'd cover every square inch of this carpet tonight. But I got good news tonight. Hey, He knows how worthy He is, but He wants us to praise Him. Amen. And tonight as we look at this and we go through this, this tonight. I want to look at why we should praise the Lord tonight. Why should we praise Him tonight? Friends, tonight, if you don't praise Him, the rocks are going to cry out for you. I don't know about you, but I don't want no rock crying out for me, do you? Hey, I don't want some other man praising God for me. I don't want some other woman praising God for me. Hey, I want to lift my voice up and say, hey, I praise Jesus Christ. He's been better than good to me. Hey, He lives inside of me. He washed me clean when I was filthy. Man, tonight, there's something to praise Him for tonight. But as we look in the text tonight, look with me in verse number 5, and we're going to look through verse number 9. What do we got to praise the Lord for tonight? Number one tonight, we praise Him because He is the Creator tonight. He is the Creator tonight. There's been no Big Bang. Listen to me tonight. Hey, there's been no Big Bang. There's been no evolution tonight. Hey, I want you to know when God spoke it, it began. Amen. Hey, He ain't got no beginning and He ain't got no end. Hey, He is always been. And tonight He says in verse number 5, to Him that by wisdom He made the heavens tonight. Friends, tonight, the heavens tonight. He made the heavens. Hey, we praise Him tonight because He is our Creator. You know what tonight? My mom and daddy, hey, they didn't create me. Hey, listen to this tonight. They didn't create me. Hey, they had a little bit in it. But listen tonight. Hey, if God wouldn't have intervened and He wouldn't have done what He done. Hey, if He wouldn't have put my mom and daddy together. Listen to this tonight. He said that He's made all things. He is the Creator tonight. Not only has He created heaven and earth, but He has created you. Hey, you're worth living. Hey, you're somebody tonight. Hey, somebody may tell you that you're a nobody and you're no count and you're unworthy. I got good news tonight. Jesus Christ, He toted that cross to Calvary because He loves you. Amen. He said we praise Him because He is the Creator tonight. Look in verse number 5. To Him that by wisdom He made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. He said He made the heavens. He made the heavens, friends, tonight. He is worthy. He is the Creator tonight. Look in verse number 6. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters. He said He didn't only make the heaven, but He made the earth. Friends, tonight, the world that we live in, He's made everything tonight. And what kind of Creator that is for me to worry and not know what I'm going to do, or I get upset. Friends, tonight, the man that created, and I'm telling you tonight, God created everything. And if He can create all this and He can take care of all this, He can take care of a little old fella like me. Amen. Hey, He's got me in the palm of His hand tonight. And tonight He says in verse 6, to Him that stretched out the earth. You're talking about a God that stretched the earth out, friends. I'm talking about He spanned it out with His hands. His hand's bigger than my hand. He stretched that thing out. Whoa, glory to God. He made the earth tonight. But look what He says in verse number 7. To Him that made great lights. To Him that made great lights. You know, in Genesis chapter number 1, He said, let there be light, and there was light. And then He went on down through there, He read a few more verses, and then He made the sun, and then He made the moon. Hey, what was that first light tonight? You ever thought about that? Hey, what was that first light tonight? Hey, if it wasn't the sun and it wasn't the moon, hey, what was that first light tonight? I got good news. Even in Genesis, we see Jesus. Even in Genesis, we see Jesus. He made that light tonight. Hey, tonight, I love that tonight. He made the heavens and He made the lights. He made a great light. He made the sun, and look in verse number 8, the sun to rule by day. He made that sun to rule by day. He is the Creator. He has set everything in orbit. Everything you see, He has created. Man, that just excites me. I'm telling you what, we praise Him because He is the Creator. Look what He says in verse number 9. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. Tonight, when we get understanding that tonight, that He is the Creator tonight, and He is who created us tonight. There's a saying that I've heard my mom and daddy say many a times when I would act up and I would do wrong and I wouldn't do what they called me to do. And you may have heard this too if you was born back in the 80s, 70s, and 60s. Now, if they say that, they'd have your mom and daddy locked up and thrown in jail. Hey, they can't be parents no more. They got to be buddies, and they got to buddy up with their kids. They can't discipline their kids, because if they do, somebody's going to step in. Hey, but I remember my mama. Hey, she ain't but about 5 foot tall, but I want you to know, hey, she didn't hold nothing back. And here's what she'd say: boy, I brought you in this world, and I can take you out. Hey, I always believed mama, but I got good news tonight. Hey, I read the book. Amen. I read the book. I read the book, and I understand tonight. Hey, mama didn't create me. Hey, God created me. Amen. He created me in His image, in His likeness tonight. And He loves me, and He loves me unconditionally tonight, what He's done in my life. I understand that tonight when I read the book, and mama can't take me out, amen? Can't nobody take you out until God says it's time for you to go. Till He says it's time for you to go. He holds everything in His hands. But I see tonight we only praise Him because He is the Creator. Oh, listen to me tonight. He created you tonight. He created you tonight. In verse 5 through 9, we praise Him because He is the Creator. Hey, when you go outside, I want to ask you a question on a night, and that moon is pretty. We was coming by the other day, and I told Brandy, I said, Michelangelo, he couldn't paint a sky like that. It looked like God just took his hands and just threw red, blue, purple. It just throwed up in the air, and it is beautiful out there. That's the God I serve. He is the creator. You know what? Man can do a lot of things. They can put a lot of things on these screens, but there's one thing man can't do. He can't paint the sky. You listen to me tonight. I serve a God that paints the sky tonight, and that's who I serve. Oh, but I see tonight in verses 5 through 9, we praise him because he is the creator tonight. That's why we praise him, because he's the creator. But I see something else in the text tonight as we look through verse 10 through verse number 15, and we'll get on into this tonight. I praise him because he is the redeemer tonight. He is the one that redeems tonight. Not only does he create you, but he redeems you. He buys you back. You've been bought with a price. If you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you've been bought back. You've been bought out of slavery. You've been bought out of that tonight. He wants you to walk in a way that is pleasing to him. And look in verse number 10. I love this, what it says. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. We see tonight we praise him because he's the redeemer. And when he says here in verse number 10, the psalmist said, we must praise the Lord. You say, preacher, why is he my redeemer tonight? In verse number 10, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. You remember what was going on in Egypt at that time. And you remember what he said, the death angel, it's going to pass by. And he said, everyone that does not have the blood applied to the doorpost, if you don't put it on the top and you don't put it on the side, hey, when the death angel comes through, the firstborn of that family, it's going to die. Friends, that firstborn could have been 30 years old and he would have died. Or she would, I'm telling you tonight, he would have died. I want you to know tonight, in your life tonight and in my life tonight, if that blood's not been applied, there's going to come a day that death angel's going to come by. He's going to come by your life and he's going to come by my life. There's no way around it and there's no way out of it tonight. That death angel is going to come by. And when that death angel come by your life, the only way that you won't die that spiritual death is that the blood's been applied. And tonight it ain't good enough to be put on the doorpost. It's got to be applied to your heart. It's got to be in that heart tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, the baptistry is good. It's good to be baptized. Hey, tonight it's good to take the Lord's Supper. Hey, it's good tonight to be faithful to the house of God. It's good tonight to do them things. But tonight I got good news tonight. None of them things will get you to heaven. The only thing will get you to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank God tonight. And that's why I praise him tonight. And it doesn't matter what you got. It doesn't matter your last name. It doesn't matter your status in the world that we live in. All a man's got to do is call out to God. God will save that soul, and I want you to know tonight, he becomes your redeemer at that moment. He becomes your redeemer. Oh man, I've been studying that this week, about 4 hours and 47 minutes. Been out there thinking about what God's done in my life. Get off in that room by myself. You know what I'm talking about? Left my cell phone in the house. Get off in that room by myself. One-on-one with God. And I said, God, show me who you are. Show me your face. Tonight you may need that. You may not heard from him in a while. You may not heard directly from him. And you may think he's a God that lives way out yonder. Hey, a God that can make all this can live inside of here. Amen. Woo, glory. He says tonight we praise him because he's the creator, but we praise him because he's the redeemer. Look what he says here in verse number 11. And brought out Israel. We done talked about Egypt. And then he says in verse number 11, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. And with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. Look in verse number 13, to him which divided the Red Sea in two parts. Friends, I'm talking about a redeemer tonight. Not only did he tell them there with the firstborn that the blood had to be applied, but you remember what happened when they came to the Red Sea and they'd done been chased all the way through, and Pharaoh and his men and all of his chariots, they was running them down. And when they got there, old Moses didn't know what to do. Everybody had to rely on God. I want you to know something tonight, if you don't get nothing else. Hey, if God leads you to something, he'll open it up for you tonight. If he leads you to something in your life and you don't know how you're going to get through it, and you don't know how you're going to get over it, and you think everybody's on you, and you think them hounds of hell are breathing down your throat, and if God don't step in, you're in trouble. I got good news tonight. When he brings you there, he won't allow you to get bent. He'll split that water wide open and you can walk right through. Friends, tonight he said he did that in the Red Sea. And when he got there, you know what happened? Oh, Moses, he got to that place, and you know what he did when he stepped out? Hey, the water started splitting. I understand when I read my Bible in the book of Exodus, when he went through the Red Sea and he went through there, he didn't go through on muddy ground. Can I get an amen? Hey, you know what muddy will do? It'll stop you up. It'll slow you down. Hey, but the Bible says he went through on dry ground. Hey, I thank God tonight that when he leads me somewhere and he leads you somewhere tonight, he'll open that water up. He'll open up tonight. If tonight you don't understand what I'm talking about, you got something to praise him for. If he is your redeemer tonight and he has saved you, it don't matter what Satan throws at you, he will open a door for you to walk through. Amen. Hey, I see something tonight, though. He said that he led Egypt through there. He led them through there. He led them through that Red Sea. And as they was going through, old Pharaoh and all of his chariots started following behind him. I got good news tonight. When you follow God, Satan's going to be on your heels. Amen? Hey, when you start following God, don't think Satan's going to sit down. Don't think his enemy's going to sit down. Don't think the adversary's going to give up, bow down, and get out. He's going to be right on your heels. He's going to be right where you're at. And when he starts coming after you, you remember tonight that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But I love this tonight. When they got going through that Red Sea and they got on the other side, not one of them drowned. Not one of them drowned in that sea. All them people they led across through there, they got to the other side. But when Pharaoh and all his people got in there and they got into the Red Sea, you know what happened? God shut it up. He shut it up and drowned every one of them. Killed them right there. They started washing up on the shore. They started washing up. And you know what Moses and them did? They started singing. They started singing because God delivered them. God saved them. You know what tonight? When you get to a place in your life, Brother Tony, and you gave it to God, hey, you'll be able to praise him. Amen. You can't praise God when you're weighted down. You can't praise him when you're weighted down. You can't give him what you want to give him when you're weighted all the way down in the cares of this world. The cares of this world. My son has been watching a little show on TV, and every time he watches, he gets glued in on it. And the other day, man, I'd been talking to God, and I come in, and I was going to eat a sandwich there, and when I sat down, I was watching that show. And there was this little old man, he got in the truck, and he was going to go up a hill. And if God ain't never spoke to me in a cartoon, I don't know if he ever has, but he did then. And then he's going up that hill, and the steering wheel, the guy had hold of the steering wheel, and the guy at the steering wheel, the back of the truck was loaded with junk. It was loaded. And he said, and the steering wheel looked at him and said, "We're not going to make it up the hill. We're not going to make it up the hill." And he said, "What do I do?" He said, "You're going to have to dump some of this off. You're going to have to get some of this off of you. If you don't get it off of you, you'll never make it up the hill. You'll never make it out. We're going to roll backwards. We ain't going to go forwards." And you know what he said? He said, "What do I need to do?" He said, "There's a button right there. And if you'll push that button, it'll dump what's behind you, and you can get on up the hill." He said, "But I like what I got." Friends, tonight, you know what my problem is sometimes? I like what I got. But he says, "You're going to have to hit the button. You're going to have to dump what you got. You're going to have to get it off of you. You're going to have to get it away from you." And I say, "Lord, if I dump it, it won't be with me." He said, "Yeah, but you'll get over the hill." Amen. And that little old animated man reached over there and he pushed that button and that thing come up and it dumped all that out. And that steering wheel said, "We got it made now." And over that hill they went. And I said, "Lord God, I know what happened in 4 hours and 47 minutes. I got out there and I hit that button, but it wasn't a button. I got good news tonight. It was the blood of Jesus Christ." Amen. Hey, I got in where I wanted to be. I got in where God had me to be. And when I pushed that button in my life, all them cares, all them worries, all them I don't knows, hey, I didn't care if I didn't know no more. I knew one thing and I needed to praise God. Amen. If you'll praise him, you'll get out of that storm. He says tonight that he is not only the creator, but he is the redeemer tonight. Been bought back with a price. We see tonight that he talks here. Look in the text. He talks tonight, number one, he talks about when they got there, and we see that the firstborn was smitten. We see the dividing of the Red Sea, but we see the drowning of Pharaoh. Folks, tonight, when you get praising God, you'll drown Satan slap out of your life. He can't stay around it. You get praising God, he got to go. You know why he got kicked out of heaven? He wanted to be praised. Go to the book of Revelation. He drew a third of the angels out with him. A third of them with his tail. He drew them out with him. They wanted to be with him. Tonight, I want you to know, if you get praising God and praise him for who he is, he's your creator and he's your redeemer. You listen to me tonight. Oh, Satan, he'll have to flee. He can't stay. But look at this tonight. Not only do we praise him. Man, when's the last time you just praised him? I'm talking about a come apart fit. I'm talking about a come apart. Have you ever had a come apart? Do you know what a come apart is? Have you ever been to a ball game and see somebody have a come apart? I ain't called no names. Why y'all looking around the room? I ain't called no names. Y'all chuggling like y'all know somebody might not have a come apart. I sat my Brother John at a ball game. I say, "Holler, Brother John, holler." You know why I tell Brother John to holler? If he holler, they won't be looking at me. I said, "Holler, Brother John, holler, Brother John." Brother said, "You better leave Brother John alone, you'll get Brother John in trouble." Have you ever seen somebody have a come apart fit over something that didn't matter? Maybe you've had one this week over something that didn't matter. It ain't going to save your soul. It ain't going to help you a bit. You may have had but God showed me this. Maybe you've had a come apart. It ain't going to do you a bit of good. It ain't going to save your soul. If I'm going to waste my energy to have a come apart, it's going to be about the one that saved my soul. That's where I ought to be having a come apart, that Jesus, man, praising him, having a good time in what God's called me to do. He says tonight, not only I praise him because he's the creator, I praise him because he is the redeemer, but I praise him because he is my shepherd. You see, when he created you, he buys you back by the blood of Jesus Christ, and he don't leave you just as a redeemer. If all you've got is a Redeemer, you're wondering still. You got fire insurance. That's all you got. No contents. Just fire insurance. If all he is your Redeemer, man, I'm saved, going to heaven, that's all you care about, you're miserable. Very miserable. Because he says, not only is he my Redeemer, but he's my shepherd. Every one of them, they deliver. He delivered out. Every one of them, he shepherd. Look what he says here. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 16. To him, that's God, to him which led his people. Not only he redeemed me, but he'll shepherd you. He'll guide you to where you need to go. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. 40 years through that wilderness. Led them. Never one time stopped leading. Folks, I don't know how long you've been saved. I know how long, but he's never quit leading me. He leads me on a daily basis, and that's enough for me to praise him for tonight. He is my shepherd tonight. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings and slew famous kings. There's nobody more famous than God. I see tonight we praise him because he's our shepherd. I'm going to give you the fourth thing tonight if you write notes. We praise him tonight because he is our conqueror tonight. He is my conqueror tonight. He conquers all things in my life. I've never had a problem. The Lord is, Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've never had a need in my life. Listen to this tonight. I've never had a need in my life that he did not meet. Never had a need in my life that he did not meet. Tonight, if you've got a need in your life, if you'll praise him, I promise you, you'll see where he'll meet that in your life. He says tonight, look with me if you will in verse numbers 17 and 18, to him which smote great kings and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. You're going to find a common theme. The psalmist says, for his mercy endureth forever. He slew great kings. He slew famous kings. But turn with me to Deuteronomy. I want to show you this, that he is our conqueror tonight. If you're in here tonight and you're spiritually tired, don't raise your hand, but raise your hand internally. If you're spiritually tired, I want you to think about this tonight. Spiritually tired. Physically tired. See, preacher, I don't know how much more I can go. I am, man, I'm about drained. Something in my life's bothering me. And, man, I'm just about tired. If you're there, I want to show you tonight that he's your conqueror tonight. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter number 29. Deuteronomy chapter number 29. And I want to look tonight in verse 1 through 6. And I want to read this to you. And we're talking about he's our shepherd. He leads us and he conquers us. He conquers in our life. Deuteronomy 29:1, and the Bible says, these are the words of the covenant. It's a covenant tonight. You have a blood covenant. On a marriage, when a man and woman gets married, it's coveted by blood. Amen. When you got saved, it's coveted by blood. It's a covenant that you enter into. I didn't enter in by nothing but by a blood covenant. That covenant is something that he don't lie about. He's the one made the covenant. He's the one signed the covenant. He's the one secures this covenant. And he's the one's going to take care of me through my life. Not to get in today and give out tomorrow. Look what he says. Deuteronomy 29 verse number 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and to all his servants and to all his land, these great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and them great miracles, everything you've seen. Yet the Lord had not given you a heart to perceive. And eyes to see and ears to hear unto this day. God has done so much in my life that he's not even let my heart perceive yet. He's done so much in my life that he's not let my ears hear yet. Me and my wife's been praying for something. I told her before we come to church tonight, I said, I done claimed it. I said, don't ask me when it's coming, but it's coming. I don't know it is. He ain't even let my eyes see it yet. But there's a day he's going to let you see what he's done in your life. Maybe you sit here tonight and you said, preacher, I got nothing to praise him for. You don't know the doctor's report I got. You don't know how unfaithful people's been to me. Listen tonight, we ain't talking about people. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about God. He ain't never let you down. He ain't never talked about you. He ain't never railed you on Facebook. He ain't never done none of this to you. Listen. Glory to God. I'm talking about Jesus. He's never told anybody else what you told him. He keeps it to himself. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about somebody that entered a covenant with you. You say, you don't know my spouse left this, left that, left. Listen to me now. I'm talking about somebody that ain't going to leave you. The world's got people that'll leave you. World's got things. And that's why we think God leaves us. He don't leave you. He ain't a covenant breaker. You ain't got to do the pinky thing with him, amen? When he applies that blood's applied. And he said, I've done so much for you that your heart ain't even perceived it yet. Your eyes ain't even seen it yet. And your ears ain't even heard what I've done for you yet. But there's going to come a day I'm going to open up a little glimpse and let you see. Say, preacher, is that going to be when I get to heaven? No. You're going to see a lot more there. You'll know more there in the by and by. But we know what the Bible says. The Spirit shows us stuff. And there's times I don't even know when God's blessed me to 4 or 5 months on down the road. If I'd have went there, I'd have been killed. You know how many stories is told of people, if they'd have left 5 minutes early, or if they wouldn't have went back and got something at home, they'd have been killed in a car wreck? That's a coincidence. Oh, don't give me that. That's the sovereign God of the universe, the creator, the redeemer, the shepherd that leads you and that conquers death, hell, and the grave. And he's got his hands on his people tonight. Folks, tonight he's got his hand on you tonight, and he's wanting to reveal something in your life. You say, preacher, what do I do until he reveals it? You don't know. Just praise him. Just praise him. I told Brandy, I told y'all this. I may have did. I don't know. I told her one time I was telling a story about a little old lady who had Alzheimer's. Next Sunday, I told it again in the pulpit again. On the way home, Brandy said, I think you got it. You done told that story 2 Sundays in a row. I said, did I? She said, you done told it 2 Sundays in a row. I said, well, I didn't know that. I was coming across the hill over there the other day on 16. We was running up and down them hills. We was running probably 70, making sure we don't meet Mr. Do right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're having a good day till you run into him. And for some reason, he wants to hit the blue lights. Then he wants to come up, and you got insurance, license, registration, all that. And then you throw out that car. Man, I'm a preacher. I'm just going over here. Let me see your license. You know what I'm talking about? I said, we was coming down that hill, up and down that hill. And I said, I wonder why God gives so many wicked, evil people millions and millions and billions of dollars. I wonder why. And so many times his children struggle week to week. If you had to come up with $20,000 right now, you'd probably be in trouble. That you could just throw out and take care of something. If you had to come up with $100,000, you'd be in trouble. Why? And before she could answer me back, I said, never mind, never mind, never mind. I said, he just told me. He said, son, you're richer than you think you are. You got more than you think you got. There's never been a need in your life that I ain't never met. I said, thank you, Jesus. Look what he says here, Deuteronomy 1, verse number 4. Yet the Lord had not given you a heart to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years. Your clothes, they ain't waxing old. Can you imagine me wearing this shirt for 40 years every Sunday, Sunday night, Wednesday, and preaching it never get old, it stays green? Never wash it, never clean it, and it just stays new? Can you imagine that? No stink. That's what he did for them. 40 years and your clothes ain't waxed old. Look at this. 40 years your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and the shoes that's up on your feet, they ain't neither. If that ain't something to praise him about, I don't know what is. If somebody ain't got shoes on here tonight, I'd probably say they chose not to wear them to church. We all got shoes on our feet. None of us walked to church. We either rode with somebody or drove ourselves. And I'd say tonight that's something to praise God about. And the last thing I want to praise Him for tonight, not only is He my Creator, my Redeemer, my Shepherd, my Conqueror, but I want to praise Him tonight because He is my Deliverer. He's my Deliverer tonight. And I want to explain to you what a Deliverer is. It's somebody that when you was hell-bound, you was hell-bound, He redeemed you, He led you out of that lifestyle, He conquered you, He shepherded you, and He delivered you. I don't have to worry about hell. I don't. Heaven's my home. I'm telling you tonight. By nothing I've done, I have no rights. My righteousness is as filthy rags. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you say, you bragging, preacher. I got to brag because He's my Lord. He's done the work on Calvary. He's done the work. I can't do no more for Him. I can't make Him love me no more. He loves me. I can't make Him do nothing else. Is that song Brother Connor says is, I can't bring a trophy to make Him more proud. Look with me. Verse number 23. Praise Him because He's my Deliverer. Who remembered us in our low estate? If that ain't something to pray, when you was low, lost, He said, I remembered you, His mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. I'm going to challenge you this week. I'm going to challenge you. I don't usually challenge you because I want God to challenge you. But God's challenged me, so I want to challenge you. When you walk out of here tonight, I want you to write down something that you can praise Him for and not a list I've gave you. I'm not talking about for your family. Don't get into the family now. Well, He's blessed me with a good family. Amen. And that is something to praise Him for. But I'm talking about tonight something a lot deeper than family. I'm talking about something that He's done in your life, that He's delivered you from, that He's led you away from. You know what comes against us and about kills us? It's only there to make us stronger. Anything you go through, it's went through His hands. He's the Creator. Amen. And anything that comes against you that you can't handle, you won't be able to get over it on your own, because He is the Conqueror. So when you walk out of this place tonight, I want you to write down at least one thing that He has delivered you from in your life. Whatever that may be. And I want you to praise Him for it. And you'll be surprised what the Lord has done. You'll be surprised of what the Lord's done in your life. I'm not talking about family. I'm not talking about finances. I'm not talking about your home, your cars. I'm not talking about that's material stuff. All that's going to fade away. It is. There's going to come a day I'm not going to live up there on that hill. Brandy and Kaylee and Ryder, they'll still live up there. But I'm going to go on. I'm going to leave this place. I'm going to leave this walk. And the only thing, listen to me tonight, boy, God's been on me this week. The only thing that I can leave my family that'll count is Jesus. When I leave this walk, we got life insurance policy. Of course, we all do. Most of us, we got life. Of course, I don't want to leave them in a bind. It's going to run out. Let some other man come on the hill. He's going to spend it in a hurry. I told Kaylee out there in that safe, I got a list of men's names. If they come up to the house when I die, you make sure you run them off. I said, you go back looking at high school annual and anybody she had circled, you make sure they don't come up here. Come on now. Y'all don't sit in there like y'all think I'm crazy. I don't have a list, but I did tell her that. But there's one thing I'm going to leave my family, and that's Jesus. They ain't going to have to know. They ain't going to have to wonder. They ain't going to have to guess where Daddy spends eternity. They're going to know that Daddy spends eternity because Daddy's going to praise Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I got a lot to praise Him for. And there's not going to be a rock on this earth take my place to worship my Savior, because He's worthy to be praised. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you so much. You're worthy to be praised tonight. Lord, I pray tonight when these folks walk out of here tonight, my prayer. No, let me say, not my will, Father. Not my will, and I want to learn that so much, Father. Not my will, but thy will. If Jesus knew his will wasn't good enough, that's what he said. He said, let this cup pass from me, Lord, but not my will. So if he knew that he wanted your will, how much more should I want your will? Lord, tonight, I pray that when we walk out of this place, that we have something to praise you for. Spiritually in our life, that we can say, I've been delivered from that. He's led me away from it because he is my shepherd. Lord, tonight, if somebody don't have that, I pray they get in the old-timey altar and they get it tonight. They get a hold of that tonight. Or they have a come-apart fit about that tonight. That you're so good. Oh, taste and see that you are good. Father, I love you tonight. I praise you tonight. And my prayer is this, that when we walk out of this place, we can say it's been good to be in the house of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. And all God's people said. Amen. I ask you to stand.